Chapter 3. The voice of the school and the voice of the soul. When the pupil of a Gnostic spiritual school is straightening the paths for his God with all the strength that is in him, the moment will soon arrive when the soul being in the microcosm, which is linked to the rose of the heart, awakens from its dormant state and is able to assert itself to some extent. The point of contact, the place where the soul speaks, is primarily the heart. The organ which is preeminently sensitive for the Gnostic radiations and electromagnetic rays coming from the sixth cosmic domain. During this stage, the heart becomes increasingly sensitive to what is called the voice of the soul. We will try to clarify what this activity means and how the pupil may understand it. If in the first stage of pupilship, the soul cannot as yet awaken from its sleep of death, the pupil will only be able to hear the voice of the school. Gnostic rays have no voice. They are composed solely of radiations, which come to the heart sanctuary, as it is sensitive to the radiations of the rose, the original atom. This rose of the heart is active because the person concerned is longing for and seeking a new life. As a result, the heart inhales Gnostic radiations, which are meant to penetrate the bloodstream. However, this is not possible without the pupil's conscious cooperation. That is why it is the voice of the school that has to speak to the pupil. This voice must make the pupil aware of his state of being, of his seeking, and explain to him the why of it. If the pupil accepts this explanation, the voice of the school can continue and point out to him how he must react to the Gnostic rays, namely by opening his heart spontaneously and consciously to that light, and then rendering it active by a seriously practiced pupilship. You know the voice of the school, the reasoning, the urgent calling, the advice the school is continually giving you. If you listen to that voice and accept the Gnostic light consciously with the entire intelligence of your heart, thus making the Gnostic light active in your blood, in your nerve fluids, and all the other fluids of your natural soul state, then very soon the moment will come when the true, higher, eternal soul begins to awaken from its aeons-long imprisonment and become active. Then, in addition to the voice of the school, the voice of the soul will begin to speak. This, as you will understand, is an inner voice, which explains what the school means, what it demonstrates and teaches. Then, the voice of the soul assists in the process of new genesis. But you should remember that in this period of the great process of the pupil's development, the soul cannot as yet act in the sense of being truly alive. It cannot as yet guide and govern his life. It can only give suggestions, like soft whisperings. It speaks in images so that the intuition of the heart can understand and be comforted. This stage of pupilship is called the mystic stage. In the holy language, we may read about this rich, mystic life, this joyful relationship between the soul and the heart. And it is certain that those who, in their relationship with the school and the soul, follow the voices of the beloved, the soul and the heart, will never fail or go astray. Many psalms testify at length of this wonderful, mystic life. They show how the soul in that stage has much to do with regard to the widely differing emotions of the heart. You will understand this fully. When you review your emotional life, you will know how much it is subject to all kinds of tensions and how it maintains various ties that can be considered harmful to pupilship. When, for instance, the school speaks to you about the need to make straight the paths and to carry on doing so even when certain considerations of your heart bring you to a standstill, and you are then inclined to understand the voice of the school at best as a theoretical possibility, then precisely at such moments, the voice of the soul begins to speak. It arouses conflict within you, and you undergo a great inner struggle. Blessed is he who is then able to listen to the voice of the soul and to speak truly the words of Psalm 119:7. I will praise thee with an upright heart when I learn thy righteous ordinances. Purify your heart, guided by the voice of the soul, so that the Gnostic light can pass through without obstruction. Think in this respect of the familiar words: Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That is, one day, as the process of sanctification unfolds, they will meet the other one bodily.